Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder in the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Aaliyah Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, and boating under the influence. 2 people died in this crash, 5 others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For Capital One credit card customers, the company says a hacker gained access to more than 100 million accounts and applications.
New reporting after that deadly shooting rampage. The 19-year-old gunman was armed with an assault-style rifle. Police are now looking at his social media posts, some of them including what authorities describe as white supremacist messaging.
For the second time in as many days, a shark attack in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
A new congressional report is raising serious questions about whether the White House is willing to place the potential profits of the president's friends above the national security of the American people.
2 U.S. service members were killed in an apparent insider attack in Kandahar.
A tourist snapping shots of 2 bull bison fighting in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park. A 17-year-old visitor was gored and tossed in the air.
The discovery at BWI Airport in Baltimore. TSA officers finding a missile launcher in a checked bag.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market, then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Ah, so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you have not been there, you need to go. Don't think, when you're thinking Farmer's Market, think Sweet Creek Farm Market. No need to go out to East Chase. Everything plus a lot more that you want is going to be at Sweet Creek Farm Market, 231, 2 minutes past the Taylor Road turn on 231. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hello, Dan and Joey. How are y'all today?
I am great, and you, my friend?
Fantastic, Dan. Fantastic.
Did you hear that call about you yesterday saying you should run for office?
Believe it or not, I think I had mentioned that to you last time when they passed the tax, and I have not forgot about that, Dan. I may be running for my district this election coming up. I know I called your show, and I talked to my representative, and very, very disappointed in what he told me that day about the letter, the list he was keeping at his office of the people who called there. But anyway, let's move forward. I don't dwell on things. But anyway, let's talk about our great president. And let my views be quite clear to everyone out there. Donald Trump made a statement about a rat-infested city. And then a bunch of racist, sorry sacks of you-know-what start accusing my president of being a racist. Do you know that the racist people are the first ones to accuse people of being racist?
Of course.
In most cases.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this, Dan, is that the Democrats continue to think that they can operate off the same playbook. That is a very, very good news to me. I won't say why, but I know you know why. And also, I want to make it clear to everybody out there that Donald Trump's presidential reelection machine is up and running. And I can tell by the way Donald Trump is now pivoting. He's pivoting from the Democrats onto his economy and off to other things in the right manner to ensure me that Mr. Trump, our President Trump, campaign re-election engine is up and running in full speed, ready to go. And I'm happy about that. Other thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about a little bit about the border, and that the Supreme Court has just made a decision to let Trump use funds from his military funds, correct?
Correct. 2.4 million.
Y'all get, yeah. Something like that, 4 million, whatever. But the question behind that is, everybody, I want to ask them: is anybody tired of winning yet? All right, guys, we owe all the deepest gratitude that we have to President Trump. I think I speak for everybody when I say this, and I hope I speak for everybody. I'm not speaking out of line, but for all Americans out there. And when I speak of all Americans, I don't speak like Democrats and speak and separate by skin color. I say all Americans out there, every American out there, true Americans, see what's going on, and they're going to take care of business. The Democrats have not learned their lesson, what they've done, and they're in for the biggest lashing they ever seen, and it's not Donald Trump that's going to do it to them. Maybe they'll wake up and realize that it's not Donald Trump they better worry about. He's not going to walk into a voting booth and vote. They better start worrying about us out here, because it's not looking good for them. Dan, what do you think about all this? I think that we're about to get some drops from the IG and the AG here pretty soon. Anything lingering in that you're seeing out there?
I think we may see something this week. I'm not sure if we see the IG report, but I think there's going to be some stuff, because the chatter has definitely got ratcheted up last night.
Right. Well, let's stay tuned and see. It's amazing. I hear that the folks that are griping about what Trump said about this, I'm not going to mention the city because I'm not going to do that. But actually, folks that live down there are reaching out to Donald Trump and saying, "Hooray, we're glad you finally said something, President Trump." Ain't that amazing, Dan?
Yeah, that's when I, the only person that's reported on that is the White House. I haven't seen anybody else report on it, but...
Yeah, that's not something else they're going to report on. Guys, just don't pay attention to none of these polls and stuff coming out. Just keep up the enthusiasm, and let's keep moving forward. Man, I am so happy with the Planned Parenthood and the border thing here with the military now that I can't contain myself. I was very, very pleased with Donald Trump. Was doing, and now is over the top. He's just over the top. He's the greatest president I've seen in that office in my lifetime, and there's been some great ones that been in there, and they do deserve their credit. But I'm telling you, we couldn't have put nobody better in office at the time that we needed this at this time.
I like that, Rodney. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm running around up here in beautiful North Alabama.
How's the weather up there?
It's quite nice, a little overcast. It's not raining. It's just cloudy and blue skies. So,
I like
that. Can change, though.
I like blue skies. I like blue skies. Rodney, I want you to have a safe trip home, buddy.
All right, look, Jerry, put me in 10:18.
10:18.
Gotcha.
Rodney, the man himself, is in.
All right, guys. Thank y'all. Y'all keep up doing what y'all doing, and I'm going to keep on listening on this end.
I appreciate you an awful lot. I appreciate you calling in.
All right,
Dan,
enjoy. Talk to y'all later.
Rodney weighing in. Rodney's got a little fan base out there amongst the Dan Morris Show listeners here. Let's do this. Trump just went down to Virginia and did an event where he was talking about the convening at Jamestown, the first legislative body in the country, or in the United States, but it wasn't the United States then. Been all through there, did the Reagan hosted the Summit of Industrialized Nations in 1982, and I was the guy who was in charge of the operational part of the whole thing. Mike McManus and Mike Deaver were the two directors of it. But I've been to the House of Burgess, and actually we did a G8 meeting in the House of Burgess. That was pretty cool. Jamestown, the house that was there, and did a state dinner that was spectacular. But Black Caucus boycotted Trump over the Cummings attacks.
President Trump goes to Virginia this morning to celebrate an important moment for the state's first colonial settlers. The trip is being overshadowed by his ongoing criticism of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, where race has been invoked. Errol Barnett is in Williamsburg, Virginia, ahead of the president's visit. Errol, how are local lawmakers responding to the feud?
Well, Anthony, with some resistance, Virginia's Black Caucus is boycotting the president's speech today for what they call his racist rhetoric and attacks on Black lawmakers. All of it, they believe, makes him ill-suited to commemorate this historic moment. Meanwhile, the president met on Monday with the group he described as inner-city pastors, which included the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The president is concerned about the whole nation.
Evangelist Alveda King was among a group of pastors invited to meet behind closed doors with President Trump at the White House Monday. King, like fellow attendee Reverend Bill Owens, are vocal supporters of the president and defended the meeting.
It was 2 hours of discussion. That's not a photo op.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have the Aveda King piece from Fox, but that won't queue up on our system here. But Trump, again, is going to be talking about the transition story. Now, listen to how they're going to transition this story. CBS transitions this over into attacks on people of color. Listen how they do this.
For several weeks, President Trump has increased attacks on congressional people of color who've been critical of him, calling Congressman Elijah Cummings racist and tweeting that four female Democrats should go back to the, quote, crime-infested places from which they came. On Monday, President Trump called the Reverend Al Sharpton a con man who, quote, hates whites and cops.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Sharpton criticized the president for his attacks on Cummings and his district, which includes Baltimore.
But he has a particular venom for blacks and people of color.
The event today in Virginia takes place 400 years since the first legislative assembly set the foundation for American democracy. Kathy Spangler is overseeing the commemoration.
Some black lawmakers are boycotting parts of the commemorative event because it includes President Trump.
The reality is, this is our democracy.
And we invite all Americans to be part of the conversation and the struggle and the challenge of that conversation that's more authentic and genuine. That's what we need.
Now, organizers wanted today's event to be a message about American unity, but underscoring just how divisive the president's rhetoric is, the state's black lawmakers will hold a separate commemorative event this morning at the same time in a completely different location.
You know, and you heard how they transitioned that over to racism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to be heard, that's one thing, but to boycott something as a protest on something that you perceive as racist, to me, what you're doing is you're just anti-Trump. There's not anything that Trump did was racist. Now, you have heard every mainstream Democrat media person say that, and so you just going to buy into it? Or are you just going to pick it up the mantle of whatever the line du jour is? This is what's wrong with the system, is that we start believing our own you-know-what, and then they go through and screw up something that's supposed to be showing unity about a country beginning 400 years ago in a first legislative meeting. Can't believe it. Dan Marsh Show has political folks. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. 'Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is...
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Girl, I said that little something to you. I want to hold you. Got to hold you.
We haven't heard this in a while.
Got to hold you.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm really curious about that Rand Paul clip. The headline on the clip said, Rand Paul said he would pay for Omar's plane ticket back to Somalia so she could see how great it is to be an American.
Yeah, and she responded with other mean tweets.
Well, wouldn't that be racist of Rand Paul?
No, that's what some people are saying. Others are saying, well, he's just kind of playing the game. But we'll see.
Well, knowing the fullness of time. Yay.
Hope that fullness isn't yet here, though. I got a little more sinning to do before the wrath of Jesus and God the Father comes down on us all.
So. Yeah, some things you have to
Yeah, I need to then atone after I do a little more sinning. Yeah.
I like that. John Ratliff was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday. Now, he had not been named, nor do I think he knew that he was going to be named as the Director of National Security. Maria's going to ask him, what did you think about the Mueller hearing?
Zeroed in on exonerate because the special counsel said we could not exonerate the president. Why was that line of questioning important?
Well, Maria, the Democrats built their entire strategy around the special counsel's statement that Donald Trump could not be exonerated from potential obstruction of justice crimes. But what the Democrats and the special counsel didn't see was the fatal defect in that legal reasoning, that by requiring Donald Trump to conclusively prove his innocence, they were depriving him of the one thing no one can be deprived of, which is a presumption of innocence. And getting the special counsel to admit that they applied a one-of-a-kind, made-for-Donald-Trump-only standard to these facts really rocked the foundation of their entire obstruction of justice analysis. At the end of the day, you can't impeach somebody over obstruction of justice where you use the wrong legal standard, a legal standard that doesn't exist.
So do you think...
It seemed like that was...
Do you think you've popped the impeachment bubble?
I think everybody saw, and a lot of Democrats have conceded that it's time to move on, that there's a hole in the impeachment balloon that's large enough for Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff to walk through together. But Schiff and Nadler don't seem to see that. You know, the same folks that promised that there was going to be impeachment by collusion, you know, that died when the Mueller report came out and said there was no collusion or conspiracy. Then they shifted to it was going to be impeachment by obstruction of justice, that Robert Mueller was going to breathe life into the report. Instead, he sucked the life out of it by, again, applying a legal standard that didn't exist. So now they're moving on, saying they want to pursue obstruction by the court system and trying to get grand jury information. Look, it's becoming a joke. I think people see that, and Nadler and Schiff are starting to look more like Laurel and Hardy. It's time to move on.
Okay, so a big enough hole that they could both walk through at the same time. I like his language on that. Knowing Jerry Nadler. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you today, my man?
I am doing great. A little cooler today. It's nice sitting outside. So,
I thought it was kind of warmer to me, but that's all right.
Well, that's right up my alley. So, I'm not a cold weather person, sir.
Okay.
Been cold too many times in my life. No way to get warm. So, I heard earlier, you know, I don't know who it was, but he said the statement was something like, and this is not Lincoln's Republican Party, it's the Trump Party.
Yep.
Now, wouldn't it be whatever president is in office, Democrat or Republican, would that not be his party?
Well, what happens is the party, Republican Party, has taken on the look of Donald Trump more than Donald Trump has taken on the look of the Republican Party.
Okay.
Which is very similar to what Ronald Reagan did. The Republican Party became Ronald Reagan. It is much more to the extent with Donald Trump.
All right. Okay. Also, the Black Caucus, they kind of boycotted the man.
Well, this is the Virginia Black Caucus that did that, not the...
yes, sir.
House of Representatives.
Now, if you come to Montgomery, I guess Montgomery has a Black Caucus.
They do.
I wonder if they would boycott the man here.
Of course they would.
You think they would?
Yeah, they... because, you know, these people want to do anything to stick a finger in Trump's eye. Now, I think it's backfiring on them, and I think the more we play things like the Mika Brzezinski piece that we did today and the piece on Joe Scarborough yesterday, well, that's just how over the top these people are. He didn't say anything racist. He criticized somebody. And when you criticize somebody, you can criticize somebody. And
yes,
it's not racist.
It's not racist. No. All right. I'd like to give an echo. I agree with your call you had about Rodney. You know, I would like to meet Rodney. I enjoy waiting on his phone calls every day.
Well, I hope we can get Rodney to come to a Dan Marr Show get together.
That would be good.
Because there are a lot of people that would like to meet him.
I would like to meet you one day. You
know? Well, it would be an honor for me to meet you, and I think I happen to know that there's some people that would like to meet you.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir, and have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you for calling. Always good to have callers in. Let's go to a break. Coming back, 272-9228, that's where we are. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump still taking heat from Democrats over his comments about Congressman Elijah Cummings and the rundown conditions in Baltimore. But the president says the people are with him.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore. They're largely African-American. You have a large African-American population, and they really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it.
The president outside the White House this afternoon. The Trump-Cummings debate likely to be a hot topic tonight as round two of the Democratic presidential debates begin.
The president's comments about Baltimore are not going to be the only racial aspect of tonight's event, because Beto O'Rourke is actually inviting as his guest three high school students, African-American high school students, who knelt during the national anthem in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, or to follow Colin Kaepernick's example, because they did not feel like they were being treated fairly by some of their white teammates.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Detroit. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. As July ends and August begins, it's going to continue to be very hot, and the rain chances are sparse for a little while. For today, hot and humid again. Same thing tomorrow. High temperatures in the middle 90s both days, with the heat index getting close to 100. Low tonight, 72. Only widely scattered afternoon storms at best. Most towns stay dry. On Thursday, the storms will be in slightly better supply with a high around 95, and the rain chances really start to pick up, I think, on Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, we'll be watching the debate tonight, reporting back to you tomorrow. Reminder, if you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, well, you better call. We'll do that drawing on Friday. Very popular choice. So let me continue on with John Ratcliffe. Now, remember, he is not... I don't think he has been offered the job yet, or certainly has not become public by the time he is doing this interview. This was Sunday. But he's going to be talking about Mueller and what he didn't look at. Listen in.
Congressman, if there's one question that I've been asking this entire two-year period, it's this. How is it possible that the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, is going to have any credibility at all? if Robert Mueller does not look at the origins of the investigation, if he does not look at specifically why? Why am I looking at Trump being involved in Russia meddling? We know Russia has meddled for decades. Why is Trump part of this? Your reaction right to the fact that Mueller said he doesn't have, he's not familiar with Fusion GPS. It's not in his purview. How can that fly?
Of course it can't. Trey Gowdy said it best this week. The person who learned the most about the Mueller report during Wednesday's hearings was Robert Mueller, and that's sad but true. And really what it meant is that the Mueller report and its conclusions weren't from Robert Mueller. They were written by what a lot of people believe was Hillary Clinton's de facto legal team, people that had supported her, even represented some of her aides. And so the Mueller report, it's really going to be difficult for the Democrats or anyone to rely upon the findings of a report when they just listen to the man whose name was on top of it not have a command of what was even in it.
So what do you really think? Ratliff is going to be talking about Team Mueller and the Clinton devotees. And again, new information came out last night that DOJ gave them the okay to destroy the Blackberries and the laptops.
It's so bizarre.
Well, let me tell you something. Here's where IG Horowitz is going to step in, is what is the policy?
Yeah.
And you better be able to point to some policy that says that was okay.
And why do you want to, like, why destroy these things? Like, not assuming any, you know, ill intent or that you're trying to hide anything. Why'd you destroy a perfectly good laptop?
Really?
Was it not working? I can understand that. I've thrown things.
Blown them up?
Yeah, I mean, it would be juicy just to take a hammer to one of those things if you're really... Well, no, you're just behaving.
If you're pissed off.
I'll stop looking at your laptop. That's an expensive piece of equipment.
Don't lust at my laptop.
I don't have a hammer on me anyway.
That's a good sign there. Okay, so now Ratcliffe is going to be talking about...
Team Mueller
and the Clinton devotees.
The fact that you did have others writing the report and now we see that, do you think people understand that? Andrew Weissman was what, a Hillary Clinton donor? He was at her election party, right?
It's not just Andrew Weissman. Aaron Zebley represented Hillary Clinton's aide that set up the unsecure server and smashed her Blackberries with a hammer. There were all sorts of folks, again, that were close to the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, so the bias that was involved there, I think, are fair things to talk about. And I think that's why that, in light of the disastrous testimony from Robert Mueller, you know, the Democrats paid a heavy price for bringing a reluctant witness to testify. They overplayed their hand, and they did it in front of the American people on a national television audience, and it was just a train wreck of a week for the Democrats, and it was a great week for Donald Trump because of that. But to your point, Maria, now the things that Bob Mueller said he didn't know about and his team clearly didn't look at, those are things that would be fair for Bill Barr and the Department of Justice to look at, because we know that things happened in the Obama administration that haven't been answered. There's been no accountability for that yet.
Hmm.
I think this guy is the perfect pick to run the intelligence community.
Let me tell you what, you can tell by the way they're reacting to this, they're scared to death of this.
And he's not some political hack. I could imagine some picks that are just political.
But he's a Trump devotee. I mean,
he is.
He's a big fan of Trump.
Well, he reminds me in ways of Mike Pompeo, where they're both politicians. You know, Pompeo was in the House, but they have background expertise before they ever got into the, you know, the real thick of politics in the Congress. Him being a U.S. attorney and having that background, I think, is a big asset when he is now going into a position that will be working with an attorney general and two U.S. attorneys, Hubert and Durham. I think it all fits
together. It all works, doesn't it? And he knows a bunch about this FISA stuff and is going to be able to pull pieces from different intelligence agencies, I believe.
And I thought his questioning of Mueller, you know, back when he's not a political hack, it didn't come across as like, I'm really going to get you, Bob. It was more just laying out, why did you do this? Like, I mean, it was kind of laying out the basic facts and what anybody who's been working in the federal legal system understands. It's the presumption of innocence. It's not your job as a prosecutor to exonerate somebody. It's your job to see if there's sufficient evidence and whether or not you should bring an indictment. And I think that was just a guy's detail-oriented, has that expertise. I'm jitty, to quote Al Sharpton, Dan. I'm jitty for all the pieces, giddy for those who aren't familiar with Al's unique phrase, phraseology. It just all these pieces are sort of coming together, and it almost makes me think the president is definitely playing a smoke screen up or a distraction with, like, a lot of these attacks against the Democrats. He's running and defining the Democrats, which serves him in the general election coming up, but it also just consumes the news cycle. And they already think all this stuff about him. It didn't take him tweeting again. I mean, I didn't love
it. Well, and they think that them calling Trump a racist all the time is doing something positive. So it's turning people off on Trump because they're not willing to say, I'm for Donald Trump because he's a racist. And I think there is actually a polling percentage of truth to that.
Yes.
Which is giving them a false narrative, by the way, giving them a false positive on the polling. But I think people are looking at this, and I've certainly heard it at church Sunday. I hear it when I'm back and forth with people locally, is that they really liked the show yesterday because it pointed out that this thing was so overblown and so over the top. And they have got a little bit of a problem with it. Okay, so the last part of John Ratcliffe, he's going to be talking about what happens when the truth really comes out.
Now, I want to ask you where the crime and the wrongdoing really was, because we know that Barr is looking at it and John Durham is looking at it and the IG, along with Senator Lindsey Graham. Congressman, let me ask you about where the wrongdoing was specifically. You have John Durham looking at this origins of the Russia investigation. You have William Barr. You have Senator Lindsey Graham, and you have the IG report. Tell us what they're going to find. Where was the wrongdoing?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to do is make sure we don't do what the Democrats have done. They accuse Donald Trump of a crime, and then they try and reverse engineer a process to justify that accusation. So I'm not going to accuse any specific person of any specific crime. I just want there to be a fair process to get there. What I do know as a former federal prosecutor is it does appear that there were crimes committed during the Obama administration. You talked earlier about Michael Flynn. His phone call with the Russian ambassador was a highly classified NSA intercept. Someone in the Obama administration leaked that call to the Washington Post. That's a felony. Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS, in talking about the Steele dossier, said under oath that he and Bruce Orr did not meet until after the election. Bruce Orr said under oath that they met 3 months before the election. One of them is not telling the truth. We need a process to identify that. Where it all started, Jim Comey, he admitted that he leaked his confidential conversations with the president to a reporter. Did that include classified information? We need a fair process to find out answers to that. I trust, because Bill Barr has earned my trust already and the trust of the American people, that there'll be a fair process with John Durham and with Michael Horowitz to get answers to that and provide accountability where it really belongs.
Now, that whole segment right there has a completely different meaning when you think about him being the director of national intelligence. Completely different meaning. And that's going to be one of the areas they're going to point to about why they think he shouldn't be there. Because they know he's going to get in there. He's going to figure this thing out. He's going to be working hand in hand with William Barr. Here's a question. Did William Barr have any input on Ratliff's appointment?
I think that's highly likely.
I think it's highly likely.
I think William Barr has become one of the president's top
whispers.
Yes. Probably him, Pompeo, Mulvaney is probably the three I would point to.
Interesting. I messed up the lead into that one, so let's do the lead in I was trying to get to. The truth always defends itself. So true.
And obviously, if you've got a team of Clinton donors, like an Andrew Weissman and the others that you mentioned, they are not going to have much enthusiasm to go investigate why Hillary Clinton and her campaign paid for a dossier of lies about Donald Trump.
The special counsel told us words from his own mouth that they didn't do it. And if they didn't do it, the only place we can get the answers is from the Justice Department right now.
Right.
American people want that. Their faith and trust, Maria, has been shaken in our Justice Department. And the only way to get that back is therefore to be real accountability with a very fair process. I have supreme confidence in Bill Barr's ability to deliver that. And at the end of the day, wherever the outcome may be, as long as we know that the process was fair, the evaluation was fair, justice will be done. Look, the truth always defends itself.
News on 93.1 FM. We're going to come back. A little piece on the Me Too. And has it changed dating for people like you and or people like me or people like this audience? We're going to be back with that right after this quick break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Someone getting song titles from you?
Yeah, that was actually old, like 78, 79. This is called Funky Jazz. It's like a jam session. It's an hour long. You can find it on YouTube. Prince and the Band, Andre Simone, old friends. It's good stuff.
272-9228. Okay, so Me Too is going to change some things around here.
Sure.
I see it in the way people are changing some of their habits here. So let's listen to the story on Me Too and how it's affected single men.
Big new study out this morning looks at how the Me Too movement is affecting dating culture. 49% of American single men say the movement made them change how they act. That's according to the new study by the dating company Match. 59% of all singles said the Me Too movement is important to them, and nearly half agreed it started a much-needed conversation. Match surveyed more than 5,000 single men and women from age 18 to 99. Really, 99. Helen Fisher is a biological anthropologist and the chief scientific advisor for Match, and she joins us first. Point out at the outset that this looked at, it doesn't matter who you are attracted to in this case. It's just how do you feel about the Me Too movement? How did it affect you?
Right.
We said 59% of singles find the movement to be important, but when you look at men alone, it's less than half. Mm-hmm. So is that enough to actually change how we date?
Yeah. Well, 51% of men have changed their behavior. 40% of men have changed their behavior at work. And 33% of men have changed their behavior on a date. And actually, social scientists have been tracking social change for decades. And that's a huge change. I mean, if you get people to stop eating, try to ask people to stop eating sugar or get some more exercise or, you know, drink less or something, very few people really change their behavior. This is a massive social change.
Do we know how their behavior is changing?
They're being more reserved. They're being more careful. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make sure that their jokes are appropriate, that they have the right kinds of conversations. Mm-hmm. And what's so interesting about it for me is that actually with this Me Too movement, you know, 90% of men would be perfectly happy if a woman asked them for their telephone number. Mm-hmm. 90% would be perfectly happy if a woman made the first sexual move and had a kiss.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I'm such a hermit, though. I'm not out there playing the field, so it hasn't really affect me as far as jokes go, and given like the music I listen to, and I haven't changed that at all. Like, I'll be cognizant of like age. Like, I don't want to scandalize some young kid or a teenager with, you know, certain things.
You do.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm in like certain company. I know, like, people I know. Yeah, but I mean, generally, I'm not going to walk around on eggshells because somebody think I said something inappropriate. Like, don't get over yourself.
Well, I noticed that I was at my office one time and somebody said something that was kind of out there, and everybody together went, "Ooh!"
right.
And I made the comment and said, I'm not sure that we would have done that 5 years ago.
Right.
So I think the workplace environment is kind of different than the environment. We'll keep going with this, but here's something that's interesting. And you're going to kind of pick up a little bit of this, but this is something I've read, is that because men are not as aggressive as they used to be, women are having to become more aggressive. They're picking up the slack because men have been weenies here. This is the second part.
Women want both.
The women aren't doing it. I was thinking about this last night. I thought, should we reinstate Sadie Hawkins Day so that women begin to try and figure out, you know. So it's interesting how in business, women are really going for equality. Yes. Whereas in courtship, they're still playing a much more traditional game than men.
Is it the women playing the traditional game or is it the men being overly cautious now? I mean, are they overcorrecting? 90% saying they want the woman to make the first move.
The correction is exactly the right word for it. I mean, it's a little like the stock market. There's now a correction. But what's really happening is we're seeing growing equality between the sexes. And in fact, we are shedding actually 10,000 years of our agrarian tradition. I mean, we used to believe a woman's place was in the home, that the man was the head of the household, till death do us part. And indeed, we're seeing this massive change towards general equality between the sexes. And the last part to really change is this. But this is a huge social movement that is moving us towards this economic, social, sexual equality between the sexes.
Your study said that one-third of young singles say their financial situation has held them back from pursuing love.
Yeah. I study millennials. I'm really impressed by millennials. They're very cautious and they're very ambitious. And
it sounds like they're very practical.
They're very practical. I mean, very different from my generation. I'm a baby boomer. They're marrying much later. Yeah. I call it slow love. They're spending
slow
a lot of time.
Love.
Yeah. I mean,
slow
actually. They want to be just friends. Then they want to move into friends with benefits. You learn a lot between the sheets, right? And then they slowly tell friends and family, and then they slowly move in together, and then they wed. And the later you marry, the more likely you are to remain together. So it's a very interesting, solid, good movement, but they're being very careful. Just like you said, they want to make sure they're financially stable, that their career is in order before they actually catch feelings.
I have to say, Dan, I'm usually, when I see these broad strokes about millennials, no pun intended, but broad strokes, She actually hit me on those issues perfectly. That's how I am. Like, I don't want to get married till I'm a little more financially stable, till somebody I know is kind of already had their own life and lived a little bit. So I take example of some aunts and uncles who waited into their 30s to get married. They're some of the best marriages I know in, like, my immediate vicinity and family. Everything she just said there, including some more of the dirty details about, you know, you take it slow, slow love. So much better when we take it easy, to quote a song. That was accurate, and that's kind of my approach. Don't have to jump into something because it can happen all of a sudden. And so I'm not one of these guys that wants to go out there and, like, constantly look and I got to get married. As right. I have to admit, as I've hit 30.
See, I think that's the big change. I think my generation, I think women were looking for a husband. And if you were 28 and you were not married, something was wrong with you. That was the perception.
Right.
And you wanted to make sure you had the ability to take care of your wife and your family. So I think our generation is very similar with that, but I think that women are kind of like, yeah, well, who's in a hurry now? And I think that's the big sea change out of this whole thing. Let's try to fit this last clip in. This is interesting.
I love when you say that we are built for love, in your words. 75% of those surveyed said they believe in a lifelong partnership.
Yes, and some, you know, I've done this study with Match for 9 years, and every single, it's a national study. We do not poll the Match members. It's a national representative sample of Americans based on the U.S. Census. And every year I ask that question, and some years as much as 89% of both men and women believe that when you find the right one, you can do it forever. And it's entirely possible in this day and age. The later you marry, the more likely you are to remain married, and that's what the young are doing. They're being very cautious, very practical, as you said. And
they're being optimistic.
Yeah. They are optimistic.
Interesting.
And they should be, for God's sakes, you know.
There it is.
Interesting that most singles meet through dating apps.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Fascinating study.
Yeah, that was an incredible little statistic. Is that 80% of people that are under the age of 40 that are not married have a dating app on their phone.
I don't right now.
But
I've thought about it just
not five yet.
Well, and I've thought about it just to do it as not giving away any name, just do as a choke, because if you go on some of these sites.
Not even Tinder?
No, I'm not on Tinder right now. I've tried it before. I'm not right now. Montgomery's so small, it's too small. It's ridiculous.
Well, here, and we've had her on the show before, the alpha female dealing with alpha males, and one of the things she said in her book is that seeing value in your relationship, having respect for your partner on both sides, that you really admire and respect, that is the beginnings of the great marriage. And interestingly, as she said, it doesn't matter age, it really doesn't matter economic status, so long you come together and you see value in the two of you together.
Yep.
And if you have that, then you have the foundations. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
It's the Dan Morris Show, political, current events, and marriage and guidance here. Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.